And thank you, Lord, that this is a new day, it's a new season. Thank you for all that you're working amongst us in the whole church. Thank you, Lord, for the fruit this is going to bear, not only in this locality, but all over this nation and beyond. Thank you, Lord, for this new move of your Spirit that you have initiated. And we just give you glory for your perfect timing. And Lord, we want to move with you in complete dependence upon you, being led by you and seeing everything that you have purposed and planned being fulfilled in our lives, in your church, in this nation. And we just give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, that you have the answer to all the secularism and all the falsehood and deception and religiosity that is around us. And thank you that your plans and your purposes are going to prevail. And we just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's be seated and turn to Psalm 16. Thinking, okay, let's hear this new dimension of preaching. I preach in Leicester as God leads me to preach in Leicester. I preach here in the way God leads me to preach here. That's what following the Spirit and being dependent upon Him is all about. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. See, when Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing, he wasn't actually saying anything that new. Here it is in the Psalms. Apart from you, Lord, I have no good thing. Hallelujah. As for the saints who are in the land, any saints here? Yes. They are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. Well, good morning, glorious ones. Amen. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. You know, we don't have to do anything to overcome the other gods that are being worshipped at this moment in this land. God will know exactly what to do in that regard. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take their names on my lips. Lord, now, this is the section that I believe God wants us to focus on this morning. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. We need to understand what that portion and what that cup is. I mean, this same David says, his cup overflows. You have made my lot secure. That does not mean you're going to an auction and there's something that you want and you're bound to get it. It means that that which God has assigned for you to accomplish is secure, and no one and nobody and no power of the enemy will be able to prevent that, because it's what God has assigned for you. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. That's why there never needs to be any jealousies in the body of Christ. God has assigned what he has assigned for you. You never have to be jealous of anybody else's assignment. Just be faithful to the assignment that God has given you. Right. Now, I'm glad we sang that song just now because we talked about boundaries. Look at this next verse. The boundary lines have fallen for me in a pleasant place. I can remember in the version of the Psalms we used to sing when I was a choir boy, it says in the fairground. So we sang that with great relish. And there were all these blessings in the fairground. We thought it was fairground, not fairground. We just imagined God, you know, blessing us as we went round all the Big Dippers and all the... There used to be Big Dippers. They were the big thing in those days. I expect they're small fry these days. Anyway, the boundary lines, not will, but have fallen to me in a pleasant place. I mean, if the Lord is with us, we are in a pleasant place. Doesn't matter what's happening around us. But you see, God never wants the boundary lines to remain where they are. This is why he says, extend your tent, move the tent pegs, get ready to expand. Because God will expand the boundaries. He will expand the boundaries in what he is doing in you, but he will expand the boundaries in what he is doing in Kingdom Faith. This is not wishful thinking. It's not just speak where we're saying, oh yes, God is going to do a good and greater thing. We are now in the beginning of what God has promised. What, you know, God said to me years and years ago when we had that revival at the Hyde, he said, Colin, this is the foretaste of the meal that is going to come in some years from now. And I've been waiting all those years since. And what I didn't tell you is that God told me a few weeks ago, Colin, you had the foretaste. One person who's doing the cooking has the foretaste. But when the meal comes, everybody is served with the meal. And I'm just about to serve the meal. So we are all going to enjoy the meal. We're all going to feast. And the boundary lines won't just be the size of your stomach will increase, because God is going to feed us spiritually. But your boundaries need to increase. Now, what we need to understand is this. God never limits us. The boundaries that are in place now are good. But the boundaries that you are experiencing are the limitations of what you dare to believe that God will do in your heart and life. God spoke a word to me while I was up in Leicester, out of Ephesians chapter 3, you know, where it says that God is able to do far more abundantly than all you ask or imagine according to the power of God that is within you. And what God said to me is, this is a truth not only for me, it's a truth for you. You are able to do far more abundantly than all you can ask or imagine according to the power that is at work within you. And what you need to do is just expand your vision, expand your faith, expand your expectations, and I will expand the boundaries. See, the boundaries have fallen to us in a pleasant place, but God says, I don't want those boundaries to remain restrictive in any way whatsoever, not for any one of you. Now, of course, the good thing about a corporate move of God is this. The boundaries are pushed back corporately, and that gives everybody more space. But you've got to grow up into that space, not just enjoy it. You've got to grow up into that space so you expect to see God do far more in you and through you, that you are going to see the Spirit of God move through your life like never before, move out of your life as rivers of living water like never before. This is your time. It's not just Kingdom Faith's time. This is your time. And everything that God has been doing in your life up to now, even while you're being here at Kingdom Faith, is to prepare for this time. This is God's time for a sovereign move of His Spirit. So it's our time. It's our time to grow up into Him. It's our time to see the boundaries expand. It's our time to see God do far more abundantly in our lives than anything so far we have dared to ask or imagine. He is literally going to blow our minds. Not just by what He does, but by what we expect Him to do. We cannot come into this room and expect another 8 o'clock anymore. We cannot go to the NRC on a Sunday and just expect another Sunday service. All the boundaries of what we have known are about to be exploded. So that every week becomes a God event. Every meeting in here is a God event. Hallelujah. The boundary lines have fallen to me in a pleasant place. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Listen, you believe that, and never will another word cross your lips of dissatisfaction. Either with yourself or your circumstances. The lot has fallen unto you in a fair ground. If that helps you to remember it, remember it. I mean, you can go whizzing about, you can go whizzing around, you can go up, you can go down, because the Holy Spirit is going to get you moving in ways you've never moved before. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. He is the counselor. And now He's going to counsel you like you've never been counseled before. All you have to do is listen and do what He says. Even at night, my heart instructs me. Perhaps I'm not the only one that's going to be getting instruction in the middle of the night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Come on, it's time to stand up in your anointing. This is what Paul is talking about in Ephesians 6. And having done all, to stand. Praise God. You see, either the devil will knock you about or you will knock the devil about. Just make your choice. Because if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. You don't live in fear of what the enemy might do. You have authority over all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm you. You submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. It's not by accident that all these things that have been happening around here in the last few days, what happened in the team conference, because we stood up and we took on everything that has been coming against us. Because we have the victory. But if we don't stand up in the victory, then God will not be able to do amongst us what He desires. So it isn't that we just sit around saying, okay, God, what are you going to do next? He says, stand up in your faith. Stand up in your anointing. Stand up with the authority that I've given you. Come against those mountains. Command them to move. Not just speak to them and wonder what's going to happen. But you have that conviction in your heart that because you are who you are, because I've made you the people that you are, because you have the inheritance that you have, because you stand in a pleasant place, because you have the inheritance I've given you, then you stand up in everything that I have given you and put on the inside of you, because it's all there. God has not left you lacking in anything. Not even in the smallest thing. Anything and everything that you could ever need to fulfill the purpose of God for the rest of your life is already on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And it's just waiting to come out. Praise God. This is a new day. Therefore, my heart is glad. It isn't that we wait for things to happen. We're just glad now. Because if we see what God sees, we won't even think about past history and frustration and the months and years of waiting for something major. They're here. The time is here. The kingdom is at hand. And we're going to see the life and power of that kingdom like never before. Hallelujah. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure. Hallelujah. I take that very personally. Praise God. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. That's not only true about Jesus and what happened with the resurrection. It's also a truth about you because you are a holy one of God. Hallelujah. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. You see, this is the wonderful thing, that we're going to enjoy what lies ahead of us. Because we're going to enjoy the Lord and we're going to rejoice always because we're going to see the great and wonderful things that are on the inside of us, but no longer remaining on the inside of us, but coming forth out of us and flowing freely by the anointing that God has put upon your life. It's exciting. It's joyful. You see, it wasn't any burden for Paul to say, rejoice in the Lord always. Give thanks in all circumstances because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. That man was living in such a revelation of the Spirit of God, such expectation that no matter what he did, the Spirit of God would move. And God's been waiting, not just for his timing. I mean, his timing has been tied up with our timing. In the sense that God knew what he would have to work among a people. There's a pastor, a dear pastor, during these last few days, he was actually hosting the event in his church. And I'd met him before. I don't really know him very well, but I could remember meeting him. But his wife received a miracle. She was healed of some incurable thing. I can't remember what now. At one of our first camps at Newark before we went to Peterborough. And so he's always followed my ministry from a distance. They're not a relating church, but he's always sort of followed my ministry because there's been this kind of connection. And he said, have you been preaching the things that you're saying here recently? So I said, no, I haven't preached these things for years. And he said, this is vintage Colin Urquhart. He said, this is what the whole nation needs to hear. This is what every church in the nation needs to hear. And I said, yes, I know. But the question is, will they hear? Will they listen? And he said, well, that's an interesting question because people are getting into all kinds of things except the very thing that you're talking about, dependence on the Spirit. And I said, yes, I know. And all these other things they're getting into may be all weird and wonderful in their way, but without the dependence on the Holy Spirit, we will never see this nation change. I'm all for using new technologies and all this to communicate the gospel. But technology will never win the day. Only the Holy Spirit. And one of the challenges we will have before us is how to take this anointing and to channel it through all the new ways of communication. What you can't have is an electronic church, because church is all about relationship, and you cannot have electronic relationships. You've got to have human relationships. So yes, let's communicate the gospel, especially to non-believers, in every way possible. But let us not even imagine for a moment that anything can replace the body of Christ, where people share his life in fellowship with him and with one another. Because that can never happen. It would be the death of the church if it ever did happen. And the Holy Spirit would never allow that. So yes, we'll use radio, we'll use television, we'll use the internet. You're going to have blogs and slogs and all kinds of clogs. Clogging up the enemy, that is. But at the end of the day, it's all about the new covenant. You are to love one another as I have loved Jesus. It's about the body of Christ being many different people with many different functions, but all working together in unity. God will not rewrite the New Testament because we have entered a new electronic age. We would just have to see how the principles... I mean, it's exciting. I'm excited about all the new technology because we can reach so many more people so much more readily. You don't have to get beyond their front door. The radio, the television, the computer is already beyond their front door. So I believe these are going to be great ways to reach the lost. But they must never be ways that replace the dynamic of the body of Christ functioning in unity, in the bond of love and peace. So praise God. We are now in very exciting times. And what is on the inside of you is going to expand so that you can no longer contain it. It just has to come out. And as that happens, it won't be difficult. It won't be hard. It will just become natural. It will become normal. It will become you. You won't be the fearful one who's trying to hold everything in. You will become a new, more expansive person. Amen. I can see some of you believe me, others of you are looking at me as if to say, well, me? Well, I believe God knows what he's doing. And I believe that God has handpicked. You know, we were talking about those bunches of grapes. He's already handpicked those that are here. I believe he's handpicked the students that are coming next week. Some of them might even be difficult in the first week of term. You never, first term of the year, you never know. Sometimes they are. But let me tell you, whoever's coming this term is handpicked to be here while God is doing what he's doing, while he's forming a people that are going to see a mighty harvest. So maybe our usual kind of college timetable is going to be thrown to the wind, literally. Because we're in a time now where all we need to do is keep flowing with God.
Are you excited? Yes. Quietly excited. Because some of you may not appreciate it. But this is what you have been waiting for years. Hallelujah. If you haven't been waiting for it, God has been waiting for this time to work it in you. So praise God. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hearts to the Lord and just thank Him. Thank Him that apart from Him we have nothing good. That everything that is good in our lives comes from Him. Thank Him that there is no end to His goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise You, Lord. We praise You, Jesus. There is no end to Your greatness, O God. Thank You that You call us Your glorious ones. And Lord, we're going to live by Your grace as the glorious ones. And Your glory is going to be all over us. And Your glory is going to be revealed in us. And Your glory is going to be seen in the church. And Your glory is going to impact this nation. And the glory is going to flow out to the nations wherever we go. And we give You glory. We give You honor. We give You praise. Parati para zataria leto bakara zato bakara zito. Barata pakara zato bakara zito. Barata pakara zato bakara zito. Barata para zato bakara zito di zato. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now thank Him that He has assigned you your portion and your cup. Hallelujah. And part of that is to be here at such a time as this. To be part of this move of His Spirit that is just in its infancy. Come on, thank the Lord. This is your portion. This is what He's chosen for you. Your cup is going to overflow. Come on, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank Him that He's made your lot. Thank You that He's made your position secure. Nobody's going to shake you out of the place where you stand in Christ. Thank the Lord that the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. Come on, you've got a pleasant place to live in now. But those boundary lines are going to be expanded. Your room is going to expand. God is going to make space for you. You're going to be standing in a spacious place. Parata parazata bakahaya. Come on, really thank the Lord for this. Parati pahaya satuba. Barata parazato bakarazitaba. Barata parazato bakarazitarizatuba. Barata parazato bakarazitarizatuba. Barata parazato bakarazitarizatuba. Barata parazato bakarazito di sanduma. Barati parazato bakarazito di satuba. Barandari eleto bakarazito di satuba. Barati parasanda bakarazatuba. Come on, no devil is going to restrict you. No demon is going to restrict you. No power of the oppressor is going to restrict you. Parata parazata bakarazitoba. Barata pakarazita risatoba. Barata parazato bakarazito risatoba. Barata parazato bakarazito risatoba. Barata parazato bakarazito risatoba. Barata parazato bakarazito risatoba. Barandare aleto bakarazito risato bakarazito ba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Thank Him that you have a delightful inheritance. Everything that God has planned for you will be delightful because you will see His life and His love and His power just flowing in your life and through your life and out of your life. Come on, you have a delightful inheritance. Oh, and God is going to delight in you, and you are going to delight in Him because you're an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ, and you have a delightful inheritance. Hallelujah. Parati parazato bakarazito risatoba. Yes, thank the Lord that you will praise Him because He is the Lord who counsels you. He's going to lead you. He's going to speak to you. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to help you to make every decision the right decision. Come on, you can thank Him better than that. Hallelujah. Just submit to the Holy Spirit. Submit to the counselor. Say, Lord, you are my counselor. You are the Spirit of truth who will guide me into all the truth. You will take the things of Jesus and declare them to me so that I can live constantly in those things of Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you that you will instruct my heart, even at night, Lord. If I don't hear what you're saying in the day, I shall hear what you're saying in the night. Praise you, Lord. I choose always to set you before me, O God. And because you're at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Porata parazato bakarazito ba. Porata parazato bakarazito ba. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices, and my body will rest secure. Hallelujah. Kurata parazata bakarazito ba. Ho, 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 ho. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Barati parazato ba. You will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see corrupt decay. Oh, thank you, Lord, you have made known to me the path of life. I'm going to walk along that part of life. I'm going to enjoy your life. I'm going to be full of your life. Your life is going to overflow through me, Lord. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Yes, Lord, and because I'm going to live more aware of your presence than ever before, that joy will be full and that joy will be continuous. I will rejoice in you always. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, I know the reward will be eternal pleasures with you forevermore. And I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I know it doesn't matter. The cost is going to be so overwhelmed by all the blessings and all the things that will delight us. And then, oh Lord, just to know there is that great eternal reward that is the work of your mercy and of your grace and of your love. Oh, we're such a blessed people. We are such a blessed people. Oh Lord, I just thank you that we're called and chosen. I thank you that you have appointed each one of us to be here at this time. I thank you, Lord, that you have appointed the students that are coming next term. I thank you that you have appointed each of the church members to be here at this time. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to move in the whole church in ways that will surprise them, let alone surprise everybody else. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you that you're such a great God, Lord, that everybody is going to enjoy the meal. Porata parazato ba. Barata parazato bakarazito ba. Barata parazato bakarazito ba. Barati pahaya sato bakahanduma. Barata parazato bakarazito ba. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's have the musicians forward. Come on, we've got to praise God. You know, God's spoken to me about our worship. Yes, we're going to keep exalting Jesus like we have been, but we're going to start singing some proclamation songs as well. Proclamation songs over this nation. Proclamation songs over the world. We're going to proclaim. We're going to proclaim as we praise God. Amen. There's a time to sing spiritual songs to one another. There's a space for proclamation. Not when we want to draw near and meet with Him, but at other times we need these proclamation songs. Because, you know, we are an army. We are an army. And the army is going to war. And the army is going to overcome. This is not language we can use very readily publicly at times, because it will be totally misunderstood. But we don't have to use the language so long as we know the reality. Boot camp is over. Amen. You know, boot camp, for those of you who don't know, that's just where you get trained and ready. That's why you learn the drills and this, that, and the other. Well, you've done boot camp. You should all have said hallelujah at that point. Because now this is where everything that God has been preparing you for and for you is going to break forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on then. Let me tell you something. It doesn't cut it, does it? You see, He knows exactly what I mean. That is so inadequate to express what God is about to do. It's a good song. I'm not being critical of the song, because we've enjoyed that song. We've used that song. It's a good song. But there's something on the inside of us now that has got to come out. And songs like that don't express it. In fact, we don't have any songs at this moment that express it. So you might be relieved to know we're going to have a whole new spate of songs. Hallelujah. Because they've got to come from somewhere to really express what God is doing and is going to do. Hallelujah. O rati pahaya sato pakara zato pakara sita pa. Barata para zato pakara sita di sato 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 pa. Barata parazato bakara sitri satuba. Baparazato bakara sitri satuba. Barata parazato bakara sitaba. Barata paria zato bakara sitaba. Barata parazatoria leto bakara sitaba. O paparazato bakara sitaba. Hallelujah. You know, the most important musical instrument in these coming months is going to be the drums. Because we're going to be marching. We are going to be marching in triumph. So drummers, get ready. You're going to have a feast. You're going to have a field day. Hallelujah.
It's just as well we've turned them down before we get started. Otherwise, we'd all be health and safety freaks. Lord, we want to thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. What a mighty God you are. What a glorious God. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Korata pahaya papahangdu. Barata parazatuba karazitorizatuba. Ho paparazatuba. Yes, thank you, Lord. We're going to be marching to glory. We're going to be marching to your heartbeat. We're going to be marching, Lord, to the way in which your Spirit leads us and motivates us and energizes us and fills us. Oh, Holy Spirit, we have already repented for being so long in keeping you waiting. But I thank you that you've been so generous, so patient, so mighty, so wonderful, that now we have come back to a dependence upon you. You are not delaying, but you are doing such wonderful things amongst us. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Okay, go in the name of the Lord and extend your boundaries today. Amen.